the center of the center of the center of the world.
You got the gem there, no? You got a drum at home, you want to hold it next to you. You got a drum at home, you want to hold it next to you.
The inner chamber of the pyramid of
Africa. 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 Black Africa. Brings you eclectic music from all over the world.
I follow the track of the ancient Egyptian symbol of
longevity.
The scale
of rooted village music.
Damn, delicious.
Introduction to djembe.
Boy, we be making white people nervous.
I was just getting to sing on this stuff.
Phantom pyramid, the African planet, all styles, all African musics, ancient, modern, futuristic, traditional, fusion, phenomenal, fantastic, with your host, Bombini, the original tribesman, and the sinister minister, Faust, on CJSR FM 88.
qui te perd. Il faut oublier, tout peut s'oublier, qui s'enfuit déjà. Oublier le temps des malentendus et le temps perdu à savoir comment oublier ses heures, qui tu es parfois à coup de pourquoi. Le cœur du bonheur ne me quitte pas, me subnish, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Moi je t'offrirai des perles de pluie venues des pays où il ne pleut pas. Je creuserai la terre jusqu'après ma mort pour couvrir ton corps doré de lumière. Je ferai une domaine où l'amour sera loi, où l'amour sera roi, où tu seras reine. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas. Je te parlerai de ces amants-là qui ont vu deux fois leur cœur s'embrasser. Je te raconterai l'histoire de ce roi mort de n'avoir pas pu te rencontrer. Et ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, me c'est venu, je ne me quitte pas. On a vu souvent rejaillir le feu de l'ancien volcan qu'on croyait trop vieux. Il paraît-il des terres brûlées donnant plus de blé qu'un meilleur avril. Et quand vient le soir pour qu'un ciel flamboie, le rouge et le noir ne se poussent-ils pas. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte. Je ne vais plus pleurer, je ne vais plus parler. Je me cacherai là à te regarder danser et sourire et à t'écouter chanter et puis rire. Laisse-moi devenir l'ombre de ton ombre, l'ombre de ta main, l'ombre de ton chien. Ne me quitte pas, me c'est venu.
In the east, but damn, today I can't rise to peace. I got my mind uneasy at the jump from the news I heard. I had to play it back over because it seemed absurd. Now why does it have to be so damn tough with these fools running rough on my brothers, taking away the next day and the next? I'm perplexed by the actions of the punk who got a flex on the life of the righteous, more than just a pioneer, because he was father and friend to many shedding the tears. And if you're spilling out your beer for the lost, then the shit has gotta change, because it doesn't have to be this way. Today is the first day day to fix yourself, check yourself, before we all wreck ourselves and delve deeper into ignorance than ever before, before we got more brothers knocking on heaven's door.
Life is too short, and it just get shorter. I wish I had a quarter for all my people in Florida. Life is too short, and it just get shorter.
The media man told me how the shit went down. Shockwaves hit from the burbs of uptown. In the past, they said the game wouldn't last, but now I still feel the heat off the streets. Soldiers fighting the wrong fight, telling me fuck what you heard, just trying to keep the rims tight. The third eye's present, but it's closed up tight. The whole system's faking, then I am pyrite. That's it and done, here in Century 21, but still on the run from our own gun. Check it, what we gonna do in Century 22? Go out in order like Alpha the Zulu. Our grandfathers fought for the vote that don't count. Their grandfathers came on a boat from the slave route. Before the Holocaust, we ruled our own nation. Let's put away the tools of self-annihilation.
Activate the ties of past. Like Keith, I wish we could have made it last. All the violence is troubling across the earth. What's it worth? Hopefully there were lessons learned. Skyler Rock, other MCs, Tupac, West Side. Now JMJ slain and hard in New York City. Who would have ever thought that it would come to a point where mass media controls you? With scientific methods, we're lost in the imagery of fantasy realities. What it appears to be, we die with bloodsuckers. Sleep in peace. I'm telling you, it's all about responsibility. Accountability is what we need. Engaging war. No peace, one love. Fallen soldiers, JMJ, rest in peace. It's from the impossibles to you, baby.
Life is too short, and it just gets shorter. I wish I had a quarter for all my people in Florida. Life is too short, and it just gets shorter.
One, the true, the fantastic, the Phantom Pyramid. The Phantom Pyramid, a magnificent musicorium of supreme styles and multitudinous melodious mellifluous magic, Afrocentrically internationally attenuated from ancient times to astral rhymes. From acoustic to electronic, from Algeria to Zimbabwe, Togo to Tobago, and led by a head charge of hip-hop. Stoked and invoked by the Tan Man with the Grand Slam, the CD popping, record dropping, ever living Nile River swimming, mega mix with no slick tricks, supernova, beats not over, supersonic, sonar, radar, operator, and devastated, the scourge of the airwaves, the sinister Minister Faust. Right here on the World Wide Web and the Rising Star, CJSR. Tonight, in set number one, we ended in Africa America with the Impossibles. a song called Long Live the King. Before that, we were together in Egypt with the beautiful Natasha Atlas from her album Ayashtani. The song is called Nunkitba, which means Do Not Leave Me. I believe originally made famous by Nina Simone. And we began in Mali with the wonderful Sali Sidibe from the album Women of Mali, and we heard a song called Gnuman Kela. Well, of course, we have all kinds of phenomenal music for you all night long, and this is a bit of an unusual time because I am not in the usual place, which is the Pharaoh's Chamber of the Phantom Pyramid, because, of course, this is no longer, strictly speaking, just the Phantom Pyramid. In fact, it is Asiko Phantom Pyramid. Asiko Phantom Pyramid is a blending of Asiko African musics brought to you by the brilliant Bongbini, the original tribesman, and yours truly, Minister Faust of the Phantom Pyramid. And our two programs will now be coming to you every Thursday night in the same time slot, alternating week after week between the two hosts. And it is good to be here with my brother, and so I trust that you will enjoy yourself. And tonight, as I say, I'm not in the Phantom Pyramid Solar Pharaonic Chamber. Instead, I'm in the galley. That's right. I'm here making some soul food. And so tonight is a bit of a Asiko Phantom Pyramid cooking show. So in order to get us started right, let me announce to you what we're going to make. We're going to make Minister Faust's special variation fish stew with rice and peas. And if there's time, we'll make a little bit of salad to go with that. So to get started, here's what you're going to need. I like to have myself a couple of cans of dace, which is a fish that you can get from a good Chinese grocery store, and it's very inexpensive, maybe about $1.25 per can. Got to have your handy-dandy can opener, of course, ready for that. Need to have yourself a good-sized large frying pan. If you don't have a frying pan, it's not impossible, but it's much easier to do it this way. Go to the fridge, get yourself out some nice, if you've got some green onions, I'd say take out about, let's say 7 or 8. Nice to have some onions standing by. Always have the onions. If you've got some nice bell peppers, get those handy. And you always want to make sure in this age of all these pesticides to make sure that all of your produce is washed properly. Otherwise, you're going to be in real trouble. But, you know, this is the kind of recipe where you can kind of go through your fridge, figure out what you've got, and use a lot of stuff up, because this is original cooking where you know, improvisation is the key to delight. So, the fish stew is largely, two dominant flavors are tomato and fish. So, you want to have yourself some nice fresh tomatoes. I'd say it would also be good to have some citrus. So, get yourself a nice lime. Get a nice new lime. Don't have one of these awful, you know, this lime juice stuff. There's no need to behave like that among friends. Some soy sauce, I would say a nice red wine vinegar, that's all you need. And, you know, hey, if you've got some tofu, you can dice that up and put it in there. But what we're going to do right now, we're going to get started, just make sure that we wash these vegetables up first. Going to start with these green onions. I have a membership in this organic food co-op, so I get some very nice green onions. And, in fact, these are the biggest green onions I've ever seen. I mean, the size of the bulbs, it's about the size of a grown man's thumb. Actually, it's bigger, like a trucker's thumb or maybe an orc's thumb. Really big. Then, of course, got ourselves, as I said before, a nice lime. And so a couple of tomatoes, some Roma tomatoes, which is my preferred type. Can of whole tomatoes, because you can use some canned goods here. And to make the rice, by the way, prep time of this is pretty fast. I would say, you know, ideally you'd give yourself an hour to let the fish cook, but you could do this in half an hour. And the rice is 20 minutes, so we're going to look at the rice later on, but have yourself some rice standing by. Can of beans, rice and peas actually means rice and beans. So what you want to do is you want to have red beans, I would say. So kidney beans is best. I don't have kidney beans tonight, so I'm going to substitute with black-eyed peas. That's not some kind of weird racial stereotype. I just happened to have those. They were a gift. And so we're going to begin with chopping up these beautiful green onions. And you don't need that little crazy hairdo at the end of the onion. That's not all that fun to eat. Maybe somebody knows how to use that. I don't. So you just chop those little babies right off. And if they're good quality green onions, you're gonna start to smell them the second you cut into them. I had some in the garden, which I accidentally ran over with the lawnmower, and I smelled suddenly like I was there was salsa for miles around, but that's a good thing. Now, get your saucepan started up. If it's Teflon, which I'm told isn't good for you, but if it is Teflon, you don't want to turn that up to a high heat because you're going to wreck the pan. So instead, just put it up to about 80% of its maximum heat. Put in some nice olive oil there, extra virgin. Some people don't know what that virgin stuff means when you're talking about olive oil. All it means is that the first pressing of the olives is extra virgin, and then when they press those olives again, they're going to get less oil out of them, and it won't be as much, and it's, I mean, that's, it won't be as good. So that's virgin, and then after that it's just olive oil, and all the way down to whole olive oil and extra skanky olive oil. So we really want to stick with that extra virgin olive oil. Is it good for you? It's good for your health. It's delicious. Adds a lot of flavor, a lot of body. So got these green onions just about all diced up, and with the nice bulbs, because they're so big, you know, you don't have to mince green onions. A lot of people think you got to turn them into just almost like atoms. That's not true. There's a lot of nice texture and a beautiful appearance to the green onions. So what I would recommend you do is, with the big bulbs, give them some nice size to them. Don't make them all tiny. All right, just about done with those, and then put aside all of the green stems, because they're going to lose their color pretty fast once you start heating them up. And you don't want to do that. You want them to keep that color. So we're going to put these onions into the pan. And we don't want to go crazy with salt, because the fried dace, which is in a can, it's very inexpensive, as I said, it's already got some salt. So a little bit of salt's okay. Just a little bit in there, just a little dash. And now put in some nice pepper. And, you know, pepper, you might think it's not very exotic, but pepper gives a lot of zing, you know? I mean, there's a reason why in England centuries ago a pound of pepper was worth like a year's upkeep for a peasant. And I got some tomatoes in here. You know, if you have old tomatoes and they're kind of bruised, a nice stew like this, no problem, because the stew is going to turn those tomatoes into mush anyway, so you might as well use them up nicely. We got those onions sizzling nicely. Those are going to take a little while. You can cover those up. And meanwhile, you want to take your dace, which is once again this fried fish. It's canned. You can get it from a Chinese store for about $1.25 a can. They got it at Superstore. They got it at a Chinese Superstore over in Old Strathcona. Comes in a weird kind of oval, ovular can. And it's got a lot of oil in it. So because of that, you don't need to add a ton of oil. You could drain the oil. It's probably healthier to drain the oil, but it's got a lot of flavor, and as long as you don't eat it every day, it's not going to be a big problem. So hopefully you're composting. I just bought a composter, so you want to take the bones out of the fish. Those don't go into the composter, though, so don't put them in there. So taking these bones out, they're really quite disgusting. And then you take the fish, you just put it in there, lay it in there right there with the with those onion bulbs. I hate pulling out these bones. They're no good. So once again, if you just tuned in, this is the Asiko Phantom Pyramid cooking special, making us up a nice Phantom Pyramid style fish tomato stew with rice and peas. And if there's time, we're going to make ourselves a delicious salad, which is a very manly salad. A lot of people don't eat salad because, you know, they think it's sissy, and you know, it's too bad, because a good salad is delicious. So get that fish oil off your hands, though. That's not nice. If you got fishy smells on your cutting board and such, all you have to do is take a little bit of lime, rub it on your hands with some lemon. You'll get that smell out. So I'm going to take a little bit of that fish oil, pour it into there, not all of it. I'm going to open up that second can, but for now I'd like us to go to some music, this being a music show. First of all, I've got to find out what time it is. TimeBot, can you tell me what time it is?
The time is 24 minutes after the hour.
Okay, thank you for that, TimeBot. So we're here on CJSR FM 88, Asiko Phantom Pyramid. I'm your host, the Sinister Minister Faust. Right now we're going to head off in our next delightful excursion into the Afrosphere. We're going to hear some beautiful dub music right in the middle of this set. But we're going to start off in Ghana with a song called Ase on Asiko Phantom Pyramid. Global African Music is led by head charge of King Sonny Ade.
That I don't know. I know you all. And what goes up must come down. I am the open door.
Okay, we're back on Asako Phantom Pyramid. You were just listening to Massive Attack. We were together in England listening to a song called Teardrop. That's the Mad Professor remix. Before that, we were listening to Mad Professor, so it's kind of a mini spotlight, with Santero Dub. And we began with and Mad Professor, also in England, I believe. We began with King Sunny Ade from Ghana. The song is Ase. This is CGSR FM88, Asako Phantom Pyramid. I'm your host, the Sinister Minister Faust. My co-host, DJ Bongbimi, the original tribesman, will be joining you in 2 weeks' time. I'll be with you next week. We are now sharing this time slot, and that's good because Bongbimi is a phenomenal brother, a great percussionist, an excellent man, and a terrific DJ. So he will be guiding you with me through the atmosphere. And this is our special cooking show because we're going to cook us up some beautiful soul food tonight. In particular, this is a Minister Faust fish tomato stew with rice and peas and salad if we got time. A manly salad. It's called Manly Salad Number 6. So what I got in the pan right now is I've got some dace, some fried dace. I've got some green onions there as well. And these are not small green onions. If you can get some big ones, by all means get them because they're just wonderful. I've diced up the bulbs. And I've left the stems on the cutting board because we're going to put the stems in last. Because the thing about cooking vegetables is that they will wilt and they will lose their color. And you really want them to preserve their color. That's a big part of making an attractive presentation for everybody who's eating with you. Or for that matter, with you. So I'm just putting the second can into the second can of dace into the cooking pan right now. There we go. That's nice. It's cooking up nicely, getting all soft. So now we got all of the fish in the cooking pot there, and we've washed our vegetables and our fruit. And you want to take out that lime and just get a nice big lime, cut into there. Okay, that's good. And then you don't need to have one of these crazy juicers. All you got to do is turn that heat down a little bit to about 7. Just take your knife and just kind of, there you go. Just scrape the insides of that half lime into the pan. And that zestiness, it's going to add a lot of that sourness is going to add a lot of flavor to the food. I don't know whether the vitamins survive the cooking. They might get all denatured on you. But nevertheless, it's delicious tasting. You don't need to add, try to avoid in general when you're cooking, for health's sake, adding a lot of sauces that you get from the store because they're full of sugar and salt and a lot of additives and preservatives, and that's just not good for you. If you try to go on a diet where you're watching your sugar intake, you just start to read all the product labels, all the things that say sucrose and dextrose and maltose and all that other stuff, that's not good for you. Avoid it. Avoid it indeed. So now we've got the fish in there, and in one of these cans of dace, there's also black beans. Now I'm trying to cut back on the amount of oil that I take from these fish cans, but you can scoop those beans out there. They're good. You can drain a little bit of that oil. There you go. So the fish is coming along nicely. Now, the onions, of course, as you cook them, they become very sweet. That's another thing about cooking, is that if you take your time, you're going to enjoy everything a lot more. If you rush your way through it, the food never has the same kind of quality. Now, so I just recently started composting. I just built the composter last weekend, trying to keep track of all this stuff. It's nice to have a big pile of rot in your kitchen while you're waiting to take it out. So now I'm dicing up the Roma tomatoes. If you're looking for good prices on produce, I have to say that I usually go to the Italian market. I don't get any kind of financial incentive for telling you that, but I think I have good prices on fruit and vegetables and stuff, so I like it. Roma tomatoes are always nice there. So now, this is about 2 of these. You could put, 5 in there, but I've only got the 2, so that's what I'm going to work with. And I don't want to add that can of tomatoes yet because they're going to add so much liquid that they're not going to let some of the other flavors meld. They're going to dilute everything. And all that mass is going to absorb a lot of the heat in the pan. And I want the heat to get to all the other things that their flavors are supposed to connect. So I'm just taking a nice, beautiful, ruby-like purple onion. And I'm cutting it up, and you don't have to mince it or anything like that. Nice big chunks, because that's a nice thing to bite into, not some little tiny sissy mince. Put that in the pan there. You can just hear the pan. The pan is saying, hello! That's a little hello hiss. That's what it does. And if you haven't been stirring yet, that's okay. You don't. This is not something that you need to agitate the hell out of. But now is a good time to get some of these things sort of mixed around with each other. You don't need a lot. I love cooking with spices. But you don't need a lot of spice in this. These foods have a lot of flavor, especially the lime. And I would recommend that if you are going to use some spice, yes, pepper, not a lot of salt. Oregano is very nice. I would say stay away from the curry on this, not because I don't love curry, but because there's already a lot of flavors going on in this. But what I would strongly recommend is get yourself a nice mustard. I'm using a prepared stone ground mustard with horseradish. It's got a lot of kick, and the nice seeds in there give some nice texture to it as well. So that's about 2 tablespoons. All this kind of stuff, you know, you really don't need to measure everything so anally retentively. Let's put that mustard back in the fridge. You gotta estimate some of this. I'm gonna take a nice red pepper, which I also got at the Italian market. Just chopping that up. Don't wanna be careful not to get all the seeds in there, because they don't taste hot, they're just not all that good tasting. You can kind of rough cut this up. This is a long, skinny pepper. This isn't kind of shaped like a bell. It's more shaped like some kind of crazy fool's cap. Oh, yeah, there we go. That's a nice... It's dicing up very nicely. There's some rings. You got some rings. You can cut them open into little smiles. Okay, so now I've got all my vegetables, which are going to go in last, because I don't want them to turn all mushy. What I am going to do, though, is I'm going to put in a little bit of soy sauce. There's a nice soy sauce from the Chinese superstore called Kung Fu Soy Sauce, which I love that name, but I didn't buy it because I was being a little bit frugal that day. You may not call it frugal, I do. A little red wine vinegar. And then in a minute, we're going to get ready to add the whole tomatoes from the can. Okay, so now what we have in the pot is we got, in the big saucepan, we got 2 cans of fried dace. We've got 2 Roma tomatoes. We got half of a big red onion, purple onion. And we've got the bulbs of about 6 huge green onions. Now, looking at the pot, I'm not satisfied, so I want to add the rest of that purple onion, because we really want, I mean, if you want to live more healthfully, you want to have as much in the way of vegetables as you can, and those should be fresh vegetables, but if you want to have cooked vegetables, that's okay too. It's better than not eating any vegetables. Don't use frozen vegetables. They got no flavor. Most people cook them to death. Just enjoy vegetables as fresh as possible, but if you're going to cook them, well, that's okay. You can cook some of them. You can always add a little bit of oregano later on. And I'm just going to put just a dash more pepper in there. Now, as you can see, this is pretty simple. We still have to cook the rice and make a salad. For now, it's time to go to a little bit more music. You're listening to CGSR FM 88, Asako Phantom Pyramid. I'm your host, the Sinister Minister Files, DJ Bombini. We'll be here in 2 weeks' time. We're going to go into some high-energy songs right now for this delicious food. When we come back, we're going to continue cooking tonight's meal. I'll tell you about how to make this rice. And we're going to sit down for a meal together when we're done. For now, we're going to hear some great rhyme music as well as some dance hall in this set. But let us begin with a song called Maskane. On Asako Phantom Pyramid, Global African Music is led by a head charge of Miriam Makeba.
Siti enkosi, enkosi siyabonga, siyabonga ngalebuha.
Enkosi bantabo mntanami, ibonakele imisebenzi yenu.
Sibabonile bethenzi, ngabekeni ngabekithizela. Ngo June 16, 1976.
Amsekuyile mnakeseni, uyile ekhaya. Tina song ke masaka, wabo mchandazo izonge ni mchandazo yenu baba tina
sinjenjenje sinjenjenje ye mchandazo
yele tina
sinjenjenje sinjenjenje ye mchandazo
Babu Tambo Henkosi, Henkosi Madiba O Siyabonga John Dube, Siyabonga Babu Tuli, Siyabonga Buchemi Zinge Menangu Mele
Ngakiwe Ngome
Wena Wakiwe
Tina Songe Masaka
ومتي عزيزي الصبر يا again. Slew them up their feelings, them a carry. Them done but already, and them can't say them sorry, yeah. Slew them up their feelings, them a carry. Who no want to do them something again? Well, you what you with him? Who them a could be what that them a try? Them got this King Selassie, what you all of them die, yeah. Who them a make us see them with them spell? Them this money well, and them soul gonna hell, yeah. Who them a could be who them walk us? Them this Marcus, I know them all by the dust, yeah. Who them a make us tell them this blur? Them can't this mama hurt. You know, see a dead man them. Don't be man them in a hina. Not no with them. The fire fi burn them. Them don't condemn them. I be a dead man them. Them don't no like me. I'm don't no like them. So look. You know, see a dead man them. Don't be man them in a hina. Not no with them. The fire fi burn them. Them don't condemn them. I be a dead man them. Them don't no like me. I'm don't no like them. Tell them some men don't keep no funny man friend. Tell them some men don't keep no fear mother friend. Now go to blow me try the ruggy road them. The fire, yeah. You tread upon the nickname. Who them a could have had that them a try? Them this King Selassie what you all of them die, yeah. Who them a me go see them with them spell? Them this same man me well and them so down the hell, yeah. Who them a could have who them want cause? Them this man cause I know them all by the dust, yeah. Who them a me go tell them this flirt? Tell them can't this mama earth. So me but not them dirty art. Them evil art and them corrupt dictat. No too much take on the grass. Bow to the boss. Move too far. Me tell them about this harm. Who tell them to provoke the youth them to rot. Now the youth them say them not just me shut up the dark. Now take no check now no fool fool talk. Them know who and who and come straight from them heart. Know who and hypocrite from the way of them talk. This the emperor and watch the whole of them last. Can't even find food to put in a them jar. Not even bicycle much less than the cat. Can't even creep much less to walk. Them can't even smile or laugh. The one your name. Who them a could have had that them a try. This King Selassie what you all of them die out. Who them a me go see them with them spell. This a man they well and them soul gonna hell out. Who them a could have who them want cause. Them this man cause I know them all by the dust yeah. Who them a could have had that them a treasure. Tell them can't this mama meager. Yo, since the dog you like them never get a pence. Seems like them go a school and go a bench. Them not have no faith, no confidence. No old no ex, them not black, no reverence. Find out enough at them disobedience. So me find out them don't have no conscience. Them no have a clean heart, nor a clear conscience. This King Selassie, yeah, it never makes sense. You know, see a dead man them. Don't be man them, and I not know no with them. The fire fi burn them. Them don't condemn, I be a dead man them. Them don't no like me, I'm don't no like them. Tell them some men don't keep no funny man friend. Tell them some men don't keep no fear mother friend. Now go stoop low me try the ruggy road them.
Capleton, all the way from Jamaica. We were in Jamaica together. The song is called Who Them, in reference to a number of Pan-Africanist greats, including Marcus Garvey. Before that, before being in Jamaica together, we were in Morocco. An album called Shabi Rai du Maroc. And we heard Cheb Arab with a song called Alabas. And we began in South Africa. Its true name is Azania. With the great Zensi Miriam Makeba and her song called Masakane. This program, of course, is the Phantom Pyramid, or more accurately, it is Asiko Phantom Pyramid, global African music led by a head charge of hip-hop. I'm your host, the Sinister Minister Faust, and tonight is a cooking show, cooking with Minister Faust, that's right. So we're making a tomato fish stew. It's a Minister Faust family secret up until today. It's quite tasty. So I'll tell you a little bit about what we got there in the pan. We have 2 cans of fried dace, which is a fish you can get from a Chinese grocery store. We've got a whole large purple onion. We've got the beans from the fish can. We've got 2 Roma tomatoes in there. We've got 2 tablespoons of stone ground mustard with horseradish in there. We've got some pepper, salt to taste, not a lot of salt. And right now I'm going to add some pieces of tofu that I had. And this is, you know, it being a stew, you got a lot of flexibility here. If you had oregano, I would say put some oregano in there because it's a nice choice. This is a nice stew. If you're cold, this will really heat you up. And I would say, in fact, you can afford to put in a fair amount of pepper. And right about now, I just put in about 6 tablespoons of pepper. I just poured it straight from the bag. By the way, you're listening to CJSR FM 88. And once again, this is Ossical Phantom Pyramid. So I just put that pepper right into there. We don't need a lot of liquid because the can of tomatoes that I'm going to add, of whole tomatoes, has a lot of liquid. Now, I recommend fresh always, but you don't always have enough. Like I say, tonight I only had the two tomatoes, so I needed to use that can. But we need, right now, we've got to add not only some more heat, we've got to add some more flavor, and fresh is always best. So if you can go with, for instance, fresh garlic, do so. If you don't have any, you can use, I'd say, chili garlic sauce is very nice. But take your garlic and you get yourself your garlic press. I've got about 6 medium to large bulbs here. Just putting the garlic cellar back into the dispenser there, or the little garage where it goes. And some people recommend that you zap your garlic first in the microwave. It's supposed to preserve the active ingredients that fight infections and so forth. That's, you know, yeah, you can do that. It's also, it'll take a little bit of the bite out of the garlic. But I want to preserve that bite, so I'm going to take my garlic press and zap. Just, there you go. Chop, just zap. Right there. And then you scrape the outside of the garlic press. And we're going to do this for about 5 of these bulbs. Shortly, we're going to get that rice started. Now, there's all kinds of people who get really anxious about rice. And I've never understood why, but rice is one of the easiest things in the world to make. It is so simple. The only way you go wrong with rice is by overthinking it, is by fussing with the rice. Don't fuss with the rice. The rice is a snack. Now, I'm talking about converted rice here. I'm sad to say I don't know about, you know, authentic, original, indigenous rice. I'm too citified, but nevertheless. So got the garlic almost done here. The key with rice is all you need, and I've heard people say that with basmati, don't say basmati, with basmati rice, you gotta, you know, have this really obsessive level of control over the, you know, the steam and everything. I don't know. I don't think you have to freak out about your own food like that. I think you can just have fun with it, and it'll still turn out very well. Here's my big piece of advice about rice. This crazy North American thing, maybe it's in Europe too, that rice, no grains are supposed to stick together. No, that's crazy. So what if grains stick together? That's perfectly fine. In fact, I would say that in good rice, and there are exceptions, you want some of that. That's you know, that gives you some texture. You don't want rice shooting all over the plate like a bunch of ADHD hockey players scrambling after a puck. You want some team solidarity there. Okay, so we got all those bulbs, garlic. You want to wash that press out. I mean, I guess if you don't, it will smell. But then again, it would smell like garlic, so that's kind of okay. But you might want to use your garlic press with ginger in a drink or any number of things. You really want to get that out. That's more or less washed. That's good. Okay, so we got the garlic in there. That garlic's going to give it a lot of kick. By now, this has all been... Oh, I wish you could smell this. The garlic is really beautiful, and especially because I didn't have the oregano. Really need that garlic. Now, the fish is really starting to break up. You don't want it to turn into mush, but some breaking up is fine. The colors are still nice. The purple onion still has its kind of ruby-like appearance. And now, because all those flavors have melded, and I forgot to remind you that I also put in half a lime. I scraped the lime in. Nice big lime. You might have to use a whole lime if it's small. And you just take the lime, you scrape out its contents, so that means it's pulp and all its juice. And now we're just going to add, just undid this can of whole tomatoes. I'm just going to pour those right in. This is the kind of food you want this to reduce, because that's how a lot of its flavors intensify. But you don't want it to reduce so much that it becomes a big solid mass. So have some water standing by just in case. But, you know, here's where you can turn, and I'll leave the heat. It's on about 7 right now. Okay. So that's good. Just going to take the purified water and put in about, that's about half a cup or so, maybe 3/4. Okay, it's time to go to a little bit more music. You're listening to CJSR FM 88, Ossical Phantom Pyramid. We're going to take a little tour right now because I have a book out called The Coyote Kings of the Space Age Bachelor Pad, and music is a big part of the book. In fact, I originally wrote it as a screenplay. So I when I write a novel, I like to make my own soundtrack of songs. It helps inspire me to keep writing. So we're going to hear some songs from the book. So we're going to end with a song all the way from Congo. It's one of the most romantic songs I know. It's called Christina. That's for a young man named Hamza and a woman named Sharon meeting in the story. In the middle, we're going to have a song by a Sudanese-Canadian artist. He's passed away, named Tariq Abubakar. And his song called Tour to Africa from his debut album of the same name. And that's a little tour of one of Edmonton's community I call Kush, where many of the city's Somali and Ethiopian, Eritrean, Sudanese folks live. But we're going to start it off with the theme music to Coyote Kings. A song called Fefe Naefe, all the way from Nigeria. It's a badass Afro beat. On the Phantom Pyramid, Global African Music, led by Head Charge of Fela.
Fene Fentina, O Batu Mirica, O Son and Funa, yes, a Betty Atonti,
a Betty Atonti,
a Betty Atonti, hey,
a Betty Atonti.
Now, fine, fine, when woman they hold him breast, when she they run, club say the breast go fall for ground.
Not to say the breast will fall for ground.
Not to say the breast will fall for ground.
Not to say the breast will fall for ground.
dida loda, le briefing dans yon mou. Toban sare, koishi pretoro ma jabo.
Koishi pretoro ma jabo.
Koishi pretoro ma jabo. Koishi
pretoro ma jabo.
Koishi pretoro ma jabo. Now respect, I respect. Where I no answer you? Where you open your mouth for me? Not be say your mouth be past my own.
Not be say your mouth be past my own.
Not be say your mouth be past my own.
Not be say your mouth be past my own.
Not be say your mouth be past my own.
Not be say your mouth be past my own.
Heaven, heaven, tina. Oh, bad to America, oh, son, and no funa, yes, a betty at auntie.
A betty at auntie.
A betty at auntie, hey, hey.
A betty at auntie.
A betty at auntie, hey, hey.
A betty at auntie.
A betty at auntie, hey, hey.
A betty at auntie.
A betty at auntie, hey, hey.
A betty at auntie.
mama, mama, mama Africa.
Christina, Christina, die.
Are back on this Asiko Phantom Pyramid, Global African Music led by Head Charge of Hip Hop. I'm your host, the Sinister Minister Faust. DJ Bone Beanie, the original Trashman, will be with you in 2 weeks' time. We're now co-hosting this 2 hours of African music from around the planet. The station is CJSR FM 88, and I'm broadcasting live from my kitchen, which is the galley of the Phantom Pyramid as we explore the Afrosphere. And tonight, making a Minister Faust special, which is a fish tomato stew with rice and peas. Now, this is really coming along. Time Bot, how long have we been cooking here together? Time Bot, go.
The time is 24 minutes after the hour.
Okay, thank you, Time Bot. So, now we know where we're at time-wise. And, yeah, the stuff's coming along very nicely. It's still got a nice color. We've got, on the side, we've got the things that we're going to add last, which is the green onions, the stems, which I've chopped up but not diced, and also a whole red pepper, which is not really bell-shaped, but I guess it is supposed to be a bell pepper. It's kind of long and stringy. It almost looks like a big jalapeno. All right, well, we just heard in the last set, we ended in Congo with Christina by De Piano with Orchestra Beguin Band. In the middle, we were in Sudan and Canada with Tariq Abubakar, the late Tariq Abubakar and the Afro-Nubians. From his debut album, we heard the title track Tour to Africa, and we began with Fela Ankulapu Kuti and the Africa 70 with a song called Fe Fe Na Efe. And these are songs that are on my Kylie King soundtrack. I make a soundtrack CD of songs to inspire me while I'm writing a book. So we're going to move along with that. But just before we move into some new music in this upcoming set, we're going to get the race started. As I was mentioning earlier in the show, a lot of people fret about rice, and they fret unnecessarily. You just want to wash out, always wash out the pot first, just in case some little bug crawled in there and died or whatever. You don't need that going on. People fret about rice. They think that rice has to be, that no two grains can stick together. And what I say to you is free yourself and free your imagination. It's actually a good thing if some of the rice sticks together. I don't say that all of it should stick together. It shouldn't be one big clump. But come on, I mean, relax. You know, that's one of the things rice does. It sticks together. It's got some solidarity. All right, brown rice, white rice, brown and white rice together, ebony and ivory, the whole bit. So, when cooking converted rice in general, and don't buy minute rice, for crying out loud, all you got to do is, it's one part rice, two parts clean water. So, put that in there. Okay, we got a clean water here from the water purifier. Okay. Now, I prefer, it's a Caribbean expression, rice and peas. Now, you're not using green peas. You're using beans. Or, I guess, technically, these are called peas, actually. These are black-eyed peas. Now, I'm not a huge fan of it. That's the can opener. Almost opened my foot. You've got to wash off the can opener first if it touches the floor. That's just a rule we have. Forget this five-second rule stuff. Okay. I'm not a big fan of black-eyed peas, not because they're stereotypical, but rather just because I don't think they taste all that great. If you have a problem with gas, that is to say, not, you know, ATCO, but you tend to be farty, one thing that you can do, you can wash off the beans. That'll take away a lot of that additional starch, which you don't need. Then you're less likely to be an affliction, at least smell-wise, to the people you work and live with. Just run some water over those. Wash out the can of beans at the same time. Now, right now in the rice pot, we've got 1 cup of rice, 2 cups of water. I've just added a huge amount of beans, a whole can. That's way more than I usually would put in there. And then I would usually say for 2 cups of rice, you might put in 1 can. So I kind of doubled it. Just because I was just feeling kind of nutty. So I'm taking another red onion, and ordinarily I'd use a whole red onion. You could use a yellow onion as well, or a white onion, but it adds a nice color. But that will get bleached a lot by cooking, mind you, so it's not as huge a factor for presentation. But because the beans took up so much space, I don't want to go crazy on this in terms of adding onions. So I've just taken this one onion, put it in there. Now you take a little bit of oil, some extra virgin olive oil, about, you know, a little pour, 1 second pour, that's about probably 2 tablespoons. You take your salt shaker and zap, little salt. Don't want to go crazy with that. Low sodium diet and all that, but okay, stir that up. Now, I'm going to turn that on to high. Now, here's a little secret. If you want to add a lot of zest to your rice, I mean a lot, add about a tablespoon of chicken stock. Now you can also use vegetable stock. I prefer the chicken stock, but if you're vegetarian, table stock to chicken stock, veggie stock is okay. But it will add a ton of flavor. So a couple tablespoons, something like that. It's not as big an issue if you are preparing something that's got meat in it, obviously, like fish. But nevertheless, it's a nice surprise, especially if you're used to really plain rice. So you turn that up on high, and you cover it, preferably with a see-through top, so you can see what's going on. In my case, I'm just going to use a glass plate that's not going to shatter, because it's fine with the heat. And I'm going to turn the fish dish down to about 4. So that is cooking. Once it hits a boil, you turn it down to about half heat, and 20 minutes later, and don't fuss, don't be checking inside there constantly, but basically 20 minutes later, it'll be done. Now the fish is just simmering away, it's looking nice, it's looking pretty. We're going to make a salad right after this. Stay tuned, because coming up at 2200 hours will be, I believe, DJ Norm Frizzell bringing you his eclectic mix called The Program. Right about now, though, we're going to continue with music from the Coyote King soundtrack, and we're going to end with one of the greatest hip-hop songs of the 1990s. We're going to hear a crazy bit of dub reggae in the middle, where right now, dub poetry, actually. We're going to start it off with a very grim, dark song. Now, as far as the song, the Wu-Tang song, that's a driving song from Coyote Kings, when our two title characters go for a ride. In the middle, the song, the dub poetry song, that is, it's called Deck of Life, and it's all about symbols and hidden meanings and stuff, and that's a lot of what the book is about. But in this particular case, it goes for the fanboys who are some dangerous drug dealers doing their job. But we're going to start it off with a song about a couple of young intellectuals and their rendezvous with their girlfriends. They're the Wolves. That's Hines and Kevlar. And this is a song called I Just Want to Get a Little Closer to You, Baby. On the Phantom Pyramid, Asako Phantom Pyramid, Global African Music, led by a head charge of Barry White.
Feels so good. You're lying here next to me.
Five spots in number of days in a year. 50 Two cards, number of weeks in a year. Trill bitch a card, number of months in a year. See, Simon, the coffee yard survivor. The Bible, a hymn book, a song book. It served in the name of Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Kings of kings, Lord of lords, conquering lion, the tribe of Judah, I lift up God, you a living God, root right. When I see the instrument that we put one God, when I see the two strumming me that the Bible divided into two parts. Yo, yo, and you and this one. This day, continually, Saga, Amasa, Ghana. Give it the clear, the glory of Jah, and the firm and truth is on the world. Night and tonight and tonight, speech. We no speech, no language, we no vice, or no bird. So I'm gonna juice and drop big crow. Kings of kings, Lord of lords, conquering lion, tribe of Judah, a lick of God, even living God, would like to be ruler.
Cash rules everything around joint. Me. Queen, get the
here
money.
We, here we go.
Dollar bill, yo.
I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. At second hands, moms bounced on old man. So then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the go-to. Low goose, only way I begin to G.O. was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gas for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking rules at 16. And running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes. Making my way on fire skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow up and try to get the dough off. Sticking up white boys on ballboards. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick ass click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas. Rolling in MPVs every week. We made 40 G's. Yo, nigga, respect my a nigga to check notch. Bow.
Cash rules everything around me. Queen, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Queen, get the money. Dollar bill, yo.
It's been 22 long, hard years. I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging. But I'm alive on arrival. I'm being back to safe for the streets. To stay awake to the ways of the world. Cause shit is deep. A man with a dream. With plans to make cream. Which fail. I went to jail at the age of 15. A young buck selling drugs and such. Who never had much. Trying to get a clutch on what I could not. Maybe short now I face incarceration. Pacing, throwing up states, my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life is hell. Living in the world no different from a cell. Every day I skate from takes, giving chase. Selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke cess. I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed. And I ask, what's it worth? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain. To learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got stick up kids, corrupt cops, and crack rocks and spray shots. All on the block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof. To kick the truth to the young black youth. When shorties running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglected for now, but yo, it got to be accepted. That what? The life is hectic.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything. everything around me.
Niggas got skill, the they got it too.
Dollar, dollar bill, you know what I'm saying?
Cash in to strip around me.
Cream, get the money.
Dollar, dollar bill, you know what I'm saying?
Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
Around me,
green, get the money,
dollar, dollar bill, yo.
Cash moves everything around me,
green, get the money,
dollar, dollar bill, yo.
Cash moves everything around me, green, get the money,
dollar, dollar bill, yo.
The song is Cream from Wu-Tang Clan of Africa America, obviously. And wow, what a song. One of the great hip-hop songs of the 1990s, and continuing a Coyote King's theme for the show. In the middle was Prince Far Eye from Jamaica, the song called Deck of Life, and we began with Africa America's Barry White, I Just Want to Get a Little Closer to You, Baby. The program is Asiko Phantom Pyramid. I'm your host, the Sinister Minister Faust. The station is CGSR FM 88. And we're just coming up on the tail end of a delicious dinner that we're making together. So this has been a cooking show to inaugurate the beginning of Asiko Phantom Pyramid, which is the bringing together of two Titanic brothers, namely DJ Bone Beanie, the original tribesman, who is formerly host of Asiko African Music, and he is now here with me on this brand new show, Asiko Phantom Pyramid. I'm your host, Minister Faust, formerly the Phantom Pyramid, now Asiko Phantom Pyramid. And every second Tuesday, we're going to be bringing you musics from right here at CJSR FM 88. This cooking show, something I was thinking of doing for a while. I'm glad to share this time with you tonight. TimeBot, what time is it?
What time is 19 minutes before the hour?
All right, TimeBot, thank you very much. We got a little time dilation here because in actuality, by this time, realistically, I'm sort of whizzing through this on my end of the zone, but on your side, realistically, the fish would be ready by now because the water would have been reduced, and the rice would be ready as well. I'm just right now, I'm turning it down to 5.5, and that'll cook up nicely. Okay, we are, however, going to get started on a salad, the manly salad. The manly salad is a time-honored tradition. Actually, I learned this from my friend Judith, who had lots of great advice about how to make salad that's going to please men, because, you know, a lot of us, we got this impression that salad kind of sucks, and bad salads certainly do. To make a manly salad, what makes it manly is the dressing. The contents, you got a lot of flexibility. First, get some apples and oranges. Now, this is a dinner salad, but apples and oranges make a big deal. Huge. Wash that off. It's all nice. Two of the ingredients that I love the most to put into the manly salad are sun-dried tomatoes in oil and nice olives. You don't want canned olives, which suck. You want to get, on the Italian market, they call them dry olives. They're not dried. I don't know why they call them that, but they're delicious. Okay, have some balsamic vinegar. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to make up the sauce first so that it can sit. The salad dressing, I guess, is what they like to call it. If it sits for a while, it's going to be tasty. So, take yourself a nice half of a red onion. Now here, you're going to cut the onion into very slim pieces. And the reason for that is you want to make sure that when you're biting into this salad, you're going to get a lot of zest, a lot of zing, a lot of heat out of the garlic, but you don't want to get that from the onion because the onion will be a little overpowering. So you put that, you take a cup, maybe a big mug, cut little thin strips, no wider than a couple of millimeters. All right. And you should still have a half a lime kicking around here. All right, so you take your lime. Okay, that's all in there. You take your lime. Once again, you take your knife, and you scrape that. Just scrape all the contents right into the... There you go. Getting all juicified and beautiful. And, you know, you're going to get a lot of pulp in there. You got the lime juice. And now you want to take the balsamic vinegar. And I'd say about 6-7 tablespoons. I just kind of pour for about 3-4 seconds. Now, the reason that you prepare that first is, again, you want to take some of the excessive heat out of the onions because they won't be all that pleasant. Finally, you go back to the garlic cellar. Okay. Open that up. And you take out, you know, you don't need as much this time because the onions already give a lot of heat. I'd say two big bulbs. Okay, chop off the ends there. The rice is doing nicely. Again, you got a see-through top on the top there, so you can see it, that is to say. Here, you can monitor the rice, and you're not... See, if you keep taking the top off the rice, you're letting all that moisture out, and then the rice will burn. You're not sunk if the bottom of the rice pot is burnt, but if it burns for too long, then all that burn smell is going to go all the way through all the rice, and there's not a lot you can do at that point. So right now, the garlic is peeled, so just putting that into the... right there into the cup that has the onion, and it's got the balsamic vinegar, and it's got the lime.
Okay, just scraping off the garlic press. Let that sit, put that aside. So I'll take a little bit of red wine vinegar just to pour through there. We've done that. Now comes the easy part, because pretty much everything at this point is really easy. All you're going to do is you're going to take, say, two apples, right, two oranges, and take some nice romaine lettuce. Don't use iceberg lettuce. It's really not very, it's not good for you. Now, with apples, you can cut them into any size pieces that you want. You just need to relax into the cooking, right? Let it flow through you like the Force, like you're controlling the Matrix. You got Zen powers, whatever. So now, taking out these sun-dried tomatoes in oil. Get the ones in oil from the Italian market, because the ones that aren't in oil, those are gross, they're dry, and they're stupid. So we're still placing up these sun-dried tomatoes in oil into little pieces, little strips. Now, if you've never eaten these before, you're going to be shocked, because in the salad, they have the flavor and they've got the texture of meat. So they add a lot of, like I said before, manliness. I took about 6-7 of these things. They're not, you know, it's not the cheapest thing in the world, but you know, it's, I got to say, once you start to cook with some decent ingredients, you really see the difference, and it's worth it. Now, the last thing to add to the salad dressing is take some of the oil from the sun-dried tomatoes, and you just pour it right there into the salad dressing. You're just going to let all that stuff sit. Now, you don't need to have salt in there, although you can have pepper if you like. And we're going to take out the lettuce. One other thing that we need to have, if possible, is feta cheese. Now, feta cheese is delicious, but it's not really all that good for you. So you don't want to go crazy with the feta cheese, because if you do, and you do this on a regular basis, you're going to put on a lot of weight, and you're definitely not going to be doing your heart any favors. Okay, so you can just, to clean the lettuce quickly, just bust off the end, and then all the leaves come away easily. Rough cut it. Just toss that in there. Last ingredient, I didn't mention this before, dried cranberries. They're very nice. Okay, so in the bottom of the salad bowl, we got diced apple, we got dried olives, which you get from the deli counter, the Italian market. I'm putting in now about heaping handful or two of beautiful ruby dried cranberries. A really nice thing to add is baked pecans. Don't bake them for very long, because they'll burn really easily. But bake pecans if you can. And put another apple into there. You can also add raisins to your salad, which is nice. And so basically you have a good mixture of fruit, as well as a whole bunch of romaine lettuce. So it's a healthy salad and very tasty. And because it's not just your standard boring salad, you're not going to make everybody you're serving it to get angry and throw it away and laugh at you. Oranges also give a lot of nice flavor and surprise, and people who are used to very boring traditional salads, they're going to say, "Whoa, my gosh, you got the oranges in there, you got the apple, you got all this stuff going on." I mean, it's like some kind of crazy odyssey into unknown territory, which of course it is. Now, with the orange, you want to leave a lot of the white portion of the orange on, not just so that we defeat fruit apartheid, we're not separating it up by color, but because that pulp is good for you, helps clean you out. All right, take off that orange portion on the outside, because you can't digest that. Okay, and that is it. We are just about finished on the salad, and then here's the deal with the feta cheese. Again, I got no financial interest in this, but with the feta cheese, the Italian market has it's very inexpensive there and very tasty. So I would recommend going there. There may be other stores in town. By all means, let me know what they are. As I look over to the stove, I see that the rice is just about done. It's probably got about 5 minutes left on it to go. I notice that the fish has reduced quite a bit. Now we're going to just sprinkle some pepper, some black, ordinary black pepper, on top of the salad. Now this bowl is about the size of, you can fit your head into the bowl, okay? So it's a big bowl of salad, so all that feta cheese, that's not like one person's going to eat that. That'd be spread over a lot of people. Okay, you dump in the salad dressing on top, and you're going to mix all that around. And that, my friends, is that. That dinner is ready to serve. Now, time bot, what time is it?
The time is 10 minutes before the hour.
Okay, thank you, TimeBot. Now, according to TimeBot, it's been almost 2 hours of your time that have passed since we started cooking, but it's less time here inside of the Pharaoh's Chamber, specifically the galley section. So, overall prep time is basically an hour for all of this. But you're talking about a really delicious meal. You're not talking about one of these pop-up meals. No flavor. This is going to wow your guests. So, just last little roundup. We got the Special Minister Faust stew. The stew is 2 cans of fried dace, which is a fish available at a Chinese grocery store. You got chopped up tofu in there, 2 fresh Roma tomatoes, a can of whole tomatoes. You've got a little bit of oil, specifically extra virgin olive oil. You've got 6 large bulbs of garlic pressed into there. You've got the beans from the fried dace. You've got a whole red onion, and you've got the bulbs from some green onions, some big, 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 big green onions. I'm going to turn the heat down on that, and I'm going to add the last ingredient. The last ingredient, I'm going to give that a little bit of a stir. The last ingredient is what I'd set aside before, and that is the stem portions of the green onions, as well as the red bell pepper. So all that's going in. The rice is basically done. And when you get close to the end of the rice, it's okay to peek, although you got to be really careful not to be doing this more than once. You can just check. And it'll look ready, because the grains will be mostly separated. Now if you take one or two, you can eat them. Okay, that's good. The rice and peas, now you got to turn off the heat. And it's got to sit for a little while. Don't wash the rice. Forget that. The rice and peas was made easily. It's 1 cup of, in my case, this was basmati rice. I didn't wash it or anything. I just put it in there. 2 cups of purified water, a whole can of black-eyed peas. I would say go with red kidney beans. I put in 2 tablespoons of chicken stock, and that's powdered, and a half of a red onion, which I then quartered, and a little bit of oil and salt. Then in the salad, I had, a good 10 large leaves of romaine lettuce, 2 apples, Red Delicious, I put in an orange, all those were chopped up. I've got black olives, which are not canned, but rather they're so-called dry olives. When you buy them, they're not dry, they're actually in oil. I put in about 6 sun-dried tomatoes, which I chopped up into little strips. I've got about 8 tablespoons, big, large, heaping tablespoons of feta cheese, which I crumbled into here, salt and pepper, and I got my salad dressing, which is made out of slivered red onion, balsamic vinegar, red wine vinegar, the oil from sun-dried tomatoes, and 2 large bulbs of garlic. And this is a feast that, trust me, you're going to love. Now I'm just going to try a little bit of the rice just to see how this turned out. That's nice. And it's not all stuck together, but there's still a little bit of cohesion. It came together beautifully. The fish, let's try some of that. Some of the green onions that I just popped in there. A lot of pepper in there, I'll tell you. Cleans out your nasal passages. All the flavors have come together. Oh yeah, that's delicious. That is very nice. Should have eaten the salad first, but I'll go for it now to cool me off. Some onion and, oh no, actually this is a little bit of apple with some balsamic vinegar on it, the dressing, some sun-dried tomatoes, some romaine lettuce, and they got the feta cheese on there. Lots of crunch. Lots of zest. That is nice. Alright, we're going to head out right now. Some great music. Let's see, just our FM80, The Phantom Pyramid. Specifically, Asako Phantom Pyramid, brand new show with me and your special, wonderful, phenomenal brother, DJ Bone Beamy, the original tribesman. We're going to head out with music from Coyote Kings. We're going to end with Baba Mal, a song called Dande Lenon. Baba Mal, by the way, from Senegal. In the middle, we have a frightening song from, I believe it's from Morocco, Bashir Atar, a song called Ceremonies Against the Night of the Devil. And we're going to start in Africa America with Screaming Jay Hawkins with I Put a Spell on You. It's been my pleasure bringing you the show, the very first Ministry Files cooking special. Yeah, if you want more information about these recipes, you can email me, minister@ministryfiles.com. And check out the website, ministryfiles.com. Please allow me to tell you with total sincerity that all splendor, all power, all triumph radiates alone from the one God, who is the great hope of the universe, the maker and master of the stars, and the love of all the worlds.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? A spell on you. Because you're mine. Oh yeah. The things you do. What's up? I lie.
put a spell on you. Because you're mad.
To take this time to thank all the folks who donated last week during the fun drive, including Michael, Jason, Derek, Emily, Don, Rob, Stephanie, Bill and George, Joanne, Rebecca, Khalid, Derek, Accutech, Robin, Sue, Jay and Liz, Regan, Saba, David, Justin, and Michelle. Thank you everybody for your generous donations. The Phantom Pyramid and Terror Dome were able to raise collectively over $3,400. Thank you very much for that. And I would in particular like to thank the sponsorship of the excellent Ethiopian restaurant called Langano. They serve just some of the best food in Edmonton. They're the best new Ethiopian restaurant in town. They're on 99th Street and White Avenue. They're dynamite. Check them out. They serve great lunch and great dinner. Thank you very much to Langano Ethiopian Restaurant on 99th and White, and to all the donors. Thank you. Stay tuned on CJSR FM 88.